Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now the line is in your hand. God bless.
Go ahead, Ambassador Stern.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Good morning to all of the Fruit Prayer Line everywhere, to all of God's people everywhere. We pray that you have tuned in to the best that you can tune in on every morning from 6 to 7 every morning. Amen. The First Fruit Prayer Line sitting in at this moment. I'm sure our chief ambassador will be on at any minute. We have to bear with him at this time. We know that he's attending and ministering to his mother, and we certainly can understand that. But we certainly want to recognize our chief ambassador. Who is the chief ambassador of this program is Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Vernard Johnson. And we certainly want to say good morning to, amen, Chief Ambassador Lady Betty. Praise the Lord to all. Praise God to our mother of the nation. Praise the Lord, Mother Ed Johnson. Are you there, Chief Ambassador?
I am here.
God bless you.
And I want to thank you.
Turn it to you. Amen. God bless you this morning, sir. It's in your hand.
God bless you. It's wonderful to be on this prayer line. I want to welcome all of you from all over the world. And I'm here at the hospital with my mother. You know, the devil is a liar. He tries to. I've been telling y'all the devil will try to come in the back door of your loved ones. It is so true. He will try to do that, but the enemy. My mother started saying on yesterday, I'm tired. It's something. And it's so very, very important. That we encourage ourselves. David said, I had to encourage myself. And many times we have to stay encouraged and not say the words of the enemy. I told my mother, Miss Bowdy, I said, when you're saying I'm tired, you're releasing unto the enemy power to go to bed. She said she was fired, and you give people free will. Even the enemy has free will. And I said, instead of saying that, you have to say, I am strong. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. I am strong. I do have strength. I am healed. Sometimes the enemy will make you good. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. The enemy just saying things like that. And doesn't, you're not exempt. I don't care how long you've been saved. The enemy will attack anybody at any age and try to pass a back door. So we got to say, I am strong. I will make it. See, those things encourage anybody. I do have strength. I will make it. God is my refuge. I will have peace. I will rise up. I will complete the journey that God has set out for me. You got to remember to say these things because according to the word of God, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I don't mean to hold nobody here if they want to go home. But you remember that the Holy Ghost gave me a prophecy, and the prophecy was that Mother Johnson could live as long as she wants to live. And see, that's the enemy who's trying to come in the back door to take her want to live away. I'm tired. And see, when you say, I'm tired, you become tired because, yeah, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I'm trying to say this to you all on the prayer line because all of us, in life, will face things like this. I want you to remember this, that when you face things like this, make sure you start saying positive things over your life. Amen. Everybody, including myself, to stay here on this earth as long as God has given us an assignment to fulfill. Very, very, very important. God bless all of you. We love you. And the Holy Ghost is leading me right now. He said, I want you to stop right now and during that praise time when they praise me. He said, I want you to let them start and lead them. Start saying positive things over themselves, because you don't know where the enemy is lurking and what he's trying to do in your life. You got your mind on what you're going to do here and what you're going to do there. And the enemy may be plotting right now. They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. So I want you, as we go to God this morning, I want us to go to God and say positive things. I am strong. I will make it. I am the victor. I have the victory. Things like that. I can do all things, surprise, all these type of things. I want us to say these things over our lives this morning and speak it with authority. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost as I'm walking these hallways in this hospital. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you all ready?
Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen. Good morning. He was here before I got here. Amen. All right. Let's go, Lord, and just let's sing in the name of Jesus. Let's do this praise check. And the praise check is that we are proclaiming positive things over our lives, over your life. Personally, I want to make this personal. And he is that you are proclaiming positive things over your life. Y'all got it? Amen. Let's go. Praise check. I am strong. I have the victory. Come on, everybody. I shall recover.
I am strong.
I am healed. In my body. I'm healed. By the wound in your side. I am blessed. I am the blessing God. I am not broke. I am rich in the name of Jesus. I'm very wealthy in the name of Jesus. I'm wealthy. I will make it. It's not over for me. I'm going up, 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 up. I will go up. I will go up. I am the blessed of God. The devil is a liar. I do have the victory. I'm coming out of this thing with my hands up, shouting and praising God.
I am wealthy. I have great expectations from the Lord.
Okay.
I am working in my life. For today and always.
I do have the victory.
I'm healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Johnson has
the victory. Jesus, I am
healed. We will come out of this. God's blessing me. God's taking me to a new level. Thank you, Jesus. God's blessing my life. God's blessing my home. God's blessing my family. As I walk, I'm blessed. As I talk, I'm blessed. Every day, I'm blessed. I shall go up and not down. Thank you, Lord. I am the blessed of God. And it shall be all right. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, glory, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I am well and not sick. I am well and not sick. Thank you, Jesus.
I am strong.
I am strong. Thank you, Lord. You have peace in my heart. Joy in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is all right.
I am blessed.
Yes, I can do all things through Christ. Which strengthens me. I can do through Christ. I can do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through Christ, I can do it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory.
Right now.
It is all right. Better than all right. It's going to be awesome. 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 What God is doing for me, yeah, what the world has never seen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The enemy is alive.
It's
going to be all right.
Hallelujah, Mother Johnson. It's going to be all right.
Your back is against the wall, but it's going to be all right. You know your back is against the wall, but it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. It's going to be all right.
God's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. Come out with your hands up, shouting, praising God, giving Him the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God bless all of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I feel better.
Thank you. I feel better this morning already. Thank God. Yeah, that's it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We love all of you on the prayer line. I'm going to put it up for any praise reports this morning. Amen. Praise reports. If you have a praise report, that was 1 while ago. I feel better. Amen.
Jump
in there and give your praise report. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Who's the first one?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Cass still here. Minnesota,
yes,
thank you. Praise God for you, and I just love you so much because you're such a great man of God, an inspiration for me. And thank God for your mother, the mother of the nations, Mother Adley Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line, and Lady Betty. I just thank God for all of you all, and I just thank God for those affirmations this morning. And that's just something that we should do every morning. Remember that, because I feel that strength coming in. I feel that strength, and I you know, it's so positive. So you have a positive mind. You wake up and you thank God, but then the devil is right there trying to crowd you with all that you have to do, all that you haven't done, and all those negative things. But when you affirm the positiveness and the greatness of God in your life early in the morning, you have a great start, and I do thank God for that this morning, and thank God for you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Sister Castile. That's encouraging. All right.
Amen.
Who's next? You got a praise report. Come on. Get it out.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana, the day is the day that the Lord has made. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want. He came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. All right, y'all, don't give me no space. If you got one, come on, jump in there and give me a praise report. Who else has a praise report? What has the Lord done for you? Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Thank God.
Patience, sheep, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. I want to thank God for this day, Lord, and I thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for your Dr. Johnson. Thank God for Mother. Your mother in the hospital, thank God she's doing all right. Your Betty, Lord, and all the evangelists on there. Thank God for everybody. I just thank God for this beautiful morning. And I just thank God because it's starting out a day off. And I thank you, Dr. Johnson, for letting the Lord let you lead us to have this prayer line, because we need it. We need to come together. And I'm just grateful for all you do and what you're going to do. Continue to keep my family in prayer. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Dr. Johnson may have lost his signal. Is there another praise report? Anyone else with a praise report? Let's keep it going.
Yes, God bless you, Mother. This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God for the prayer this morning. I thank the Lord for all that Dr. Johnson was saying about praising the Lord and praying. And, you know, it's good to just pray those scriptures and look to the Lord. I woke up this morning. I began to thank the Lord and tell him, Lord, I thank you for blessing me. I thank him because God is good, and I thank him for the prayer line also. I thank him how he let us endure and go through the tests and the trials. I'm so glad that he is interested in me and got the things to pray for me.
God bless you. Amen. I was losing signal up in the hospital here just for a moment, but I'm back. Anybody else have a praise report? Amen. God been good to you. He opened doors for you.
Thank you.
Did he wake anybody else?
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
All right, go ahead, Sister Lucille.
I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord that me and my children went to Bible study last night, and I just want to say I just really appreciate you, Pastor, for what you did last night, especially with Galen. And I want you to know that I love you and God bless you.
You're talking about I walked into Bible study last night and didn't see Galen, her son. And I said, where is he? And she said, he's home. I said, call him. Tell him to put on his clothes. I'm going to be there to get him in 5 minutes. You know, some of these young people, not some of them, but all of them need to be in a Bible study. The devil comes to mess them up. And he was one of the main ones in the family who needed to be at the Bible study. So I went and got him. I told him to come on and get in the car. You got to go to Bible study. And when he got dressed to go, his sister got dressed to go and brought her child. Amen. So it was a blessing. Amen. We got to keep these young people in the Bible because the enemy wants to keep them into things that destroy their lives. Amen. All right, anybody else with a praise report?
This is Sister Jordan Garnett. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. The
joy
of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and it is strength to your mother. You be encouraged, because it's all in God's hand, and I thank God for all your encouragement words and how the Lord is using you. You be strong, because God is so good on this prayer line, and I just thank the Lord. Dr. Johnson, be strong and be a very good courage, and you shall live and not die.
Thank you so
much. In Jesus' name, and First Lady Betty, love you all.
And I appreciate that, and I receive that. Yeah, that's something about, see, you got to receive these things, these positive things that people speak for you and on you. Receive. I receive that I shall live and not die. Because anybody that the devil wants me to die, but I shall live and not die.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And declare the works of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I feel a prophecy coming forward. He said, not only shall you live and not die, but he's going to do everything that he said he was going to do through you.
Yes.
You shall see these things come to pass. You shall see stadiums packed with people praising God as never before. You shall see all these things. They're coming to pass, folks. You shall make that clarion cry to the world. It shall be to the world. You watch and see. Amen. Some of y'all write these things down. Because I used to be 25.
Thank you.
Amen. We all write these things down. This shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. All right, anybody?
Yeah, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773.
Yes,
oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I just want to thank God for my lying down last night and waking me up this morning, and not only did he wake me up, but he blessed me to get up. And that's truly a blessing, and I thank God. I thank God for the prayer line and for everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. I just want to say to Dr. Johnson, I'm praying for you and for your mom. In fact, I pray throughout the day for the people that are on the prayer line, because I just call this my family, and I thank God for that. I want to thank God because he is so great and he is so good that he gives us the authority and the opportunity to call our day, to call those things that be not as though they were. And that is my affirmation that every morning that I'm going to feel good all day long, and I just prophesy the things over my body. body, and when I do it, they work. And I thank God that he gives us that authority. We don't know who we are in God, because we can say what he say, and he is going to stand on his word.
Yes, he is. Thank you so much. All right, let's say this while it's on my mind. But I want Ambassador Hagen and Ambassador Pfeiffer to get ready to give a report if you're there. But I want to say this while it's on my mind, if I can catch it here. One of the things we have to be careful of is when we have to keep speaking these things as positive over our lives. Yesterday, I didn't tell y'all, but somebody was in my mother's room, one of her friends, and I understand that she got on the phone and called some people and told them, if you want to see Mother Johnson again, you better get here today.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm the type of fella, I will go in the room, I don't care, it's the state mama, and tell her, get out! Well, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus, when he went to that house of, I believe it was Jairus' house, and he had people in there who didn't believe, he put them all out. See, you don't want to try to get people who are almost out of here, down and out, and you got people in the room who don't believe. Jesus gave us a pattern. Put them out. And I'm the type of person, I don't care what you say. That's my mother. Get out. I don't care what your name, missionary, so-and-so. Get out. You're not going to speak those things around her. And she up here talking about, I'm tired. Oh, yeah, you better get here in a hurry. No, get out. So if you want your loved ones to live, remember, you got to get all that negativism out of your room, out of her room. Amen. You want people who are speaking, oh, my God, Mother Johnson, you're looking better. And she woke up this morning looking better. I went in there that night, put some oil on the anointing in her water, and asked her to drink it. And as I showed her, I was putting oil of the anointing in there and said, Mom, I want you to drink this. And she drank it. She looks much better this morning, y'all. Amen. I'm trying to say some things.
Church, and her husband, when they had that diagnosis and she had to go through some treatments, he spoke to the doctors before they even considered, you know, when they considered taking her through the treatments, he asked them right out, and she told me, I was over at her house for a prayer meeting a few weeks ago, and she told me he asked the doctors, are you a believer? Do you believe in God? Do you? He went through those doctors till he got the right one that said the things that he wanted to hear about the, you know, not just going through the procedure. When he got the right, he said, because we are believers of God and we're looking for a miracle and I want my wife to live. So he went through that and spoke to those doctors directly. And we had prayer meeting over there, wonderful house, not too long ago. And she is doing great. She looks wonderful. And God is good. God is good. So I just wanted to give that, just what you said, that that's an affirmation. You have to talk, keep the negativity out, talk to the doctors. People need to know that.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Thank you so much. That is a confirmation. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Somebody's breathing heavily in the phone. Please come. All right. Ambassador, go ahead.
Peace.
Somebody want to say something?
Peace, Ambassador. This is Ambassador-elect Stanton. And I just wanted to get in there and get my voice in there because I was trying to get in. I just want to say this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad that you put the affirmation and being positive and speaking the word of God on the floor, because every time I get on the line, saints of God, you know I'm coming excited because I'm only going to speak the word. Even when I give a testimony, I'm going to say that I'm more than a conqueror this morning. Some might say I'm preaching, but I'm saying I'm proclaiming the goodness of the Lord. I speak life over myself. I speak life over you. I speak life over the line. Glory to God. No weapons formed against me, against the saints of God, is going to prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My head is up and it's not down. Glory to God. I'm walking in a wealthy place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The life, the power, the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. You choose. But I thank God what he says, I watch over my word to perform it, and it will not, it shall not return unto him void. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a praise always in my mouth. I'm never discouraged. I'm always encouraged. Mother Johnson, hallelujah, this day is designed for you. There's a blessing where you are, glory to God. There's someone waiting for you to lay hands on them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Even when my mother was in the bed, she was laying and praying hand on everybody, glory to God. And Chief Ambassador, you are walking in the steps that the Lord has ordered for you today. Keep walking, glory to God. It might rain, but you keep walking. It's going to rain. The sun will shine. You keep praising them, glory to God. Keep going through, because the word says that they that wait upon the Lord, while you're waiting, things might happen that doesn't feel good. While you're waiting, you might be in the bed, but you still have a praise. He shall renew. He is renewing Mother Johnson's strength, even as we praise, even as we proclaim, even as we believe, even as we release faith in the atmosphere. He will grab the faith and say, I hear the voice of my children. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Because he says in Jeremiah 33, call unto me. Saints of God, call unto me. I will answer. The answer has already come. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you something with your eyes while the spectators are looking. I'm going to show you great and mighty things that thou not. They that believe their God shall do exploits. So as I ride down the road, before I get there, I'm telling him, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning. I thank him for the blood this morning. I thank him for deliverance this morning. That's why I'm excited, because there's another gift stirred in my belly. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank God for your man of God. Thank you, Mother. Your time on this earth is to bring forth some more babies on this line. Glory to God. You are midwife. You've been delivering. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I enjoy it.
every time the saints of God, when I get on the line, Jesus, he's so good. I just bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
We just want to thank all of you for listening today. And for those of you who would like to make contact with us, just simply go to the email address, ladyhagan@yahoo.com. ladyhagan@yahoo.com. And thank you all so much for listening. And I will be back in a moment. But if you would love to make connection with us or contact us, just simply go to the email, ladyhagan@yahoo.com. God bless you, and we will now return back to the broadcast.
Thank you. God bless all.
Thank you.
God bless you. That was Ambassador Elect Gail Stiff. That reminds me, tomorrow night at 7, I want to have that elevation service for Ambassador Elect Gail Stiff and Ambassador Elect Gina Hodges tomorrow night at 7. Please get all your friends on the line who would like to be a part on this elevation service. I want you, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer, to help me with that on tomorrow night. I'll be giving you instructions on that.
Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stern. Please forgive me for tomorrow night, but I have a very, very my husband and I are doing a marriage ministry tomorrow too.
All right. Yeah.
We have something to do with our marriage ministry. We're going out on the town tomorrow and celebrate it tomorrow. Please forgive me. I would be there, but I do have something that we have to do on tomorrow. But my prayers are with my ambassadors.
I understand very, very much. God bless you. But tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're all going to join me on the prayer line. So we will have that elevation service. And the Lord bless all of you and keep you. I'm trying to see if the Lord will let me tell you this because it's for a purpose. One of the things they had taken my mother, I want to keep y'all in the loop of this because y'all wouldn't know how to pray. They had taken her from the Shawnee Mission Hospital, which has been an excellent five-star, to a nursing home, and I won't call the name of that because they didn't treat her as well. And she says she don't want to go back there. They took her from there back to Shawnee Mission to do some more testing. And she said they didn't give her, let's see if I can share this. This is for a purpose. But they weren't into her, amen. They didn't give her, that week, they didn't give her a bath. She said that she was, and she had asked for it, you know, 2 or 3 times. Had not done it. And I want to say to you all, I don't think I was wrong. I said to her, I said, Mom, I said, I know you're my mom and my brother here, David, and we got Edna and Hattie. Your daughters can give you a bath, you know. And I said, and you have to remember that the Lord is the maker of the human body. And I said to her, and if they won't do it, I and David will get you a bath. All right, thank you. Okay. And then y'all got to remember that before all of us leave this earth, we might have to have somebody to bathe us and to even wipe our behinds before we leave this earth. We have to remember that it's so very important to treat the senior saints as though they are so important and special to God, because you don't know what you're going to need before you leave this earth.
That's right.
That's true.
It's very, very, very important. Very important. Tell your sons, your daughters, they need to have the mindset to help their parents. And they help them no matter what they need. And the bath is not out of it. So you can take your parent to the, I told her we were going to set that wheelchair or whatever it is in that shower. And I'll help you get there, and you can go from there. Amen.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, it's important that all of us would remember that we want to be there for our parents. Amen. You live longer. Amen.
Amen.
Father, that your days may be prolonged. Amen.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. God bless you. I'm looking forward to living longer. Because I know the devil doesn't like me. I told you I heard the devil saying one day, I heard him in the spirit realm, the Lord let me hear him. He was saying, leave that crazy man alone. Leave him alone. He was losing too many people in his camp. And he was telling his demons, leave me alone. I said, yeah. All right. God bless you. Let's get some prayer requests. Ambassador Pfeiffer, I want to get your prayer report in. Ambassador Hagan, if you can give us your praise report and special identification. And why don't you go first, Ambassador Hagan, and Ambassador Pfeiffer, after you get your praise report, if you get the prayer request for me today, I'd appreciate it. I got to go in the room here. Go ahead.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson. Thank God for our chief. Amen. Thank God for our Chief Ambassador's wife, Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. Our First Lady of this line. Thank God, hallelujah, for our ambassador in our own right, Mother Adley Johnson. Thank God for the praise report and how God is taking really good care of her. We do appreciate the Lord today. We thank God for all of our ambassadors, to all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, pastors, and to every one of you in your respective places, to all of our entire audience who listen from all around the world. And as you know, we're broadcasting right here live in the studios of Talk Radio, which is the world's largest and most influential radio on the whole wide world web. And we have over 90 million listeners, and we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Jamaica, the Virgin Islands, oh, my God, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. And we do thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world on a daily basis. And to God be the glory. And we do appreciate that so much for our station ID. And I just want to share with my personal testimony. 11 years ago, God gave me a bona fide miracle. The morning when I woke up, he said, Julie, I'm going to show you my great favor today. And I was like, okay, God, what way? And then he asked me three times, will you trust me? And each time I said, Lord, you know I will trust you. And at the end of it, he said, I'm going to demonstrate to you my great favor. Within an hour of time, I went in for a checkup with my regular physician, hoping to return home. And then I got the shocker of my life, that he had to admit me in the hospital for emergency surgery. Well, you have to understand, I'd never been in the hospital before ever in my life other than to have a baby. I was not familiar with the hospital. Anytime anything was wrong, my dad would always lay hands, or my grandmother would always lay his hands, or my mother. It was always a gift of healing, laying on the hands, that we would be covered. But today was a very unusual day, and I remember God said, I want to demonstrate to you my great favor. He allowed me to go in a place unfamiliar, and then he asked me, would I trust him with the unfamiliarity in my life? And I said, I will. By that time, before noon, on this day, 11 years ago, my husband and family received word that I was not going to make it. The surgery, something went wrong, and I was not going to make it. But during that whole time, while they were getting the bad news, I was getting good news. Because the word showed up, and he presented himself to me, and he told me to take his hand, and then he began to lead me all the way through the valley of the shadow of death. Many miraculous things happen that I don't have time to talk about because my time's limited. But to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. That would happen for his glory, and I'm telling you, he brought me, and I give God the praise because he's a miracle-working God, and miracles are happening even now. Miracles like you've never seen in 2015. God bless you, Chief. Back to you, sir.
All right. Encouraging. All right, Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you there?
All right. God bless you. Yes, I am.
Take it here.
Praise God. Thank God for all the miracles he has worked.
Can I interrupt you
for,
just for a moment here?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
This is Mother Delta.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, sweetie.
Good to hear your voice.
I'm feeling very well this morning.
Thank you. Didn't feel too good yesterday,
but I'm better today. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you sound so good.
Thank you. Yeah, Lord is listening. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So just keep, all right, sweetie. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Mother Johnson. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
Well, it's good to hear all of your voices. Good to hear your voices. But God, just keep me in your prayers, will you?
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Ambassador Pfeiffer?
Yes, dear.
Excuse me if I'm out of order, but just 2 weeks ago, our chief ambassador was telling us when somebody have a praise report, we need to be celebrating. I saw Mama yesterday, y'all.
Yes.
We owe God
Amen.
A great big old
Thank you, Lady Betty was there, Mama wasn't feeling well yesterday, and her voice wasn't as strong.
She'll tell you, too, that is a praise report by itself. And I know she's praising God in her own way, the way she loves that woman. But to God be the glory.
Yes, you know, God bless all of you. Bless all of you. God bless you, each of you.
Yes, hallelujah.
My God. Praise God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord.
And Mother Johnson, we just thank God for you. Even though you're there in the hospital, we want you just to get all the rest you need. We want you just to relax. Hallelujah. And let the Lord do what he's going to do. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. Praise God. Thank God for you, and thank God for you sneaking that in on us. You surprised us.
Yes.
Praise God. We love that surprise. Amen. Praise God.
God.
Amen.
Lord, God bless.
God bless you. And
just keep me in your prayers.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. I tell you, somebody else, anyone else have, I'm supposed to be taking the prayer request, am I not?
Prayer request.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you. Praise God. I wanted to take a praise check, Dr. Johnson. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praying, and if you have a prayer request, make it known before the Lord. Praise God. And we do have Ambassador Chief on the top of the list along with his mother. And we just want to keep them up in prayer. Praise God. And Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for what you're doing for Mother Johnson out there.